Welcome to a Wholeness Podcast, the place where humans come to reconnect with themselves and the world around them. I'm your host, Fliss Downs, and together we'll explore what it means to live fully and authentically. So, what are you waiting for? Come on in. Hey, beautiful beings, how are you going? Oh my goodness me, it is so bloody wonderful to be back with you after these last few months of taking a break from recording episodes and also the month of October, taking time off social media as well. And now I'm back, I'm ready, feeling a lot more refreshed than what I felt come the end of season one of A Wholeness Podcast. And I wish to really, in the first episode of season two, take a deeper look at what does wholeness mean. You've probably heard the word wholeness thrown around a lot, especially in the wellness world. But what does it really mean? And more importantly, what does it mean to me and to you? Today, we're diving into this question to kick off the season. And I've had a lot of people ask me, is this podcast just for hair professionals? The answer to that is no. This podcast is for anyone because wholeness is something we are all searching for, whether we realise it or not. And as we move into this new season, I'm shifting the direction of the podcast to reflect something that's been on my heart. Change before the time. It's about evolving, growing, and coming home to ourselves. And wholeness is at the centre of that journey. Now, let's define what wholeness means. So in the Oxford Dictionary, the definition of wholeness is the quality of being complete or unbroken. So that sounds simple, doesn't it? But in our busy, fragmented lives, it can feel anything but simple. Now, Dr. Joe Dispenza, a truly incredible meditation teacher and neuroscientist and author, his definition of wholeness is a state where thoughts, emotions, and behaviors are aligned, creating harmony within. And his teachings have really helped me along my journey in the last year. And so, Joe talks about transcending feelings of lack or separation. And for me, that resonates deeply because I know how disconnected we can feel when we are juggling work, relationships and social media. Not just that, but also being a human that has experienced poor mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety and suicidal thoughts. Now, in a philosophical lens, philosophers view wholeness as the integration of all parts of ourselves. So the light and the dark, the good, the bad, the ugly. And to feel whole, we need to embrace the parts of us we usually try to ignore. So our fears, our flaws, and even the memories we'd rather forget. So wholeness is also about acceptance. I just want to take a little moment to share with you a portion of my journey about wholeness. So for me, as a barber, I spend my days giving so much of myself to others, listening, connecting, creating, but it can also leave me feeling fragmented if I'm not careful. And wholeness is about pulling all of those pieces back together. Also, not only being in a demanding job role, but living in three countries. For the last 10 years, I've lived between the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. And so moving from one place to the next, also different cities, moving and forming relationships in different places have shaped my understanding of wholeness as well. So having lived in three countries, I've experienced how easy it is to feel scattered, and each place holds a piece of my heart, and wholeness for me has been about finding a way to carry all of those pieces with me. And so wholeness is this sense of coming back home to yourself. This idea of wholeness to me is about coming back home to oneself and how wholeness isn't about the external achievements, but it's about finding peace within. So when I say coming home, I mean coming back to a place inside of yourself where you feel grounded, safe, and good enough, just as you are. I'm no pro at this. I can definitely tell you that. It's a work in progress for me and something that I have really been navigating over the last few months since the end of season one of AWP up until now. And I'm going to be honest, I'm still navigating that journey of coming back home to myself. And part of me didn't feel ready to step into season two because I didn't feel like I'd completed my mission of feeling whole and so much more at peace with myself, etc., etc. But this is where I took a step back and I thought, hang on a second, I have got to be a leading example with my audience and show that you can take action even when you still feel unsure about yourself, when things don't feel quite right in your life, or if you're not at that point of feeling whole, that you don't feel complete and that you might feel your life is a mess and so forth. So I want you to know that, yes, I'm here, I'm showing up for season two and it feels amazing, but I've also had a lot of insecurities leading up to coming into season two as well. And the part of feeling whole is the acceptance of how I'm truly feeling and sharing that, living fully and living authentically as well. And so just for this one split moment, I would love you to think about, based on what I've just shared, what does wholeness mean to you? And what parts of yourself have you been ignoring? And also, how can you bring those parts back into harmony? They're really big questions and maybe even uncomfortable for some of you. Maybe some of you might sit there like what I've done before, trying to answer these sorts of questions and go into this moment of freeze, or there's a block and you can't answer these. And if you're in that position, that's absolutely okay. It's perfect, in fact, because now you can work with that and you can work with accepting where you currently are, which in return still is an act of feeling whole, of feeling complete, because you're accepting where you are at in the given moment, the very present moment. I just want to share some simple practices for cultivating wholeness into your life. Number one, mindfulness. So taking a few minutes each day to breathe and check in with yourself. Number two, journaling. So writing about the parts of you that feel disconnected or in need of attention. And number three, boundaries. Stepping back from social media or other distractions to create space for yourself. And so in a very short nutshell, that's a little bit of an exploration about what does wholeness mean. And hopefully it sparks some thoughts about what it means for you. This podcast is about creating a space where we can explore these ideas together, where we can learn and grow together. And as we move forward, this season will be all about finding our way home to ourselves, starting with next week's episode, where I'll talk about why stepping away from projects and social media can help us reconnect. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you. What does wholeness mean to you? Send me a message, leave a comment, or reflect on it in your own journal, and let's keep the conversation going. If you're not already following a wholeness podcast, or you've not reviewed it or liked it or shared it with friends and family, then I will kindly ask you to do so, one of the above that I've just said. If not one, then all, why not? Before we wrap up today's episode, and whilst we've been talking about wholeness, I'd like to take this moment to share with you that this year I've been working on bringing you something special at the start of 2025. So as the weeks go on, you will get sneak peeks of what's to come, and for you to find out a journey, a path, and a way for you to meet your very own wholeness. And not just keeping the conversation going about wholeness, but the conversation about connecting with ourselves, connecting with other humans. What things do we do as individuals to help us continue our life and live day to day, etc.? I look forward to connecting with you all again, whether that's on social media or in person. Until next time, my friends, I'm Fliss, and this is a Wholeness Podcast.